You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, today I have Nick Baldo on the line. He's an owner and consultant over at Income Digs. Nick, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
So excited to get into today's topic. So a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives listening, and today's topic will be how to streamline business processes and operations. Who does not want to do that? But before we get into that, I want to get a little bit further into what you're doing over at Income Dig. So first, tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for that. So at Income Digs, what I focus on and what we focus on is helping entrepreneurs and small and scaling businesses to understand their business processes and to find ways to streamline those processes, often with the use of technology. So we're really helping business owners understand what they are doing, what they should be doing, and helping to alleviate the gap between the two.
Love it. And that's why I want you on the line telling us how to streamline business processes. So where do you want to start with this topic?
Yeah, well, I think what is so clear is that when we're, you know, entrepreneurs, small businesses, we're really good at getting in the weeds and kind of getting things running. We're really excited to get users, to get revenue, to get deals, that we often kind of lose sight of how we're doing that and what that process looks like. So the first step for a business is always to just take a step back and try to define what the process is that they're following to do whatever they do in business, right? And I often take my clients through a process of drawing that out and trying to see what that flow can look like. And this is a really eye-opening exercise for many business owners. So it's trying to find out exactly what my business looks like on paper. And that's where it starts. And then what often happens during that discussion is, you know, I'm kind of asking the question and then what happens next? How do you do this? How do you do that? We start to identify a lot of pain points that come out about things that are difficult to do or we're lacking the technology or the communication, the accountability. That comes out and we start to document that as well. What we're doing is establishing the gaps in our processes that are probably keeping us from growing and scaling the business. So that's kind of what it's all about. And that's where it starts. And then there's all sorts of ways to try to fix those issues, but you really have to start by, you know, setting the stage and establishing that baseline.
So one of the things that I've found, especially when it comes to streamlining business processes and operations, is that, you know, you don't know what you don't know, right? Like anything. So I know that the answer to this question is going to vary based off a company, founder, size, their background, maybe even industry. But I do know also that after working with a lot of companies like you have, certain gaps tend to arise or themes tend to arise over and over and over again. What's kind of like that low-hanging fruit in terms of streamlining that you just see over and over and over again that you're like, oh, this is a quick win?
Yeah, great question. So almost every single business that I work with, we're losing sight of common, repeatable, almost, you know, I often call them checklist tasks and accountability. So when we are doing things more than once, that's a repeatable process. And most small businesses are just doing it over, doing it over, doing it over, as opposed to documenting how it can be done, establishing a structure for allocating a person on their team or a technology to complete it, and then having accountability for those items. And so that's almost always a piece of low-hanging fruit where it's like, these things that you're doing every single day, start to document them out and start to offload them and delegate them.
Can you give us an example? Because I just want to flesh that out, because I know some of the listeners right now, like, they're hearing that and they're like, oh, I've heard that before. Oh, this. And they're like, but that doesn't apply to me. Like, we don't do things over and over again, right? Not me. So could you just give an example so that we can give some of the people a little pang in their side out there, including myself, by the way, because you're probably going to hit one that I'm doing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's say, well, we could talk about podcast onboarding, but I'll leave that one for now. What we'll do is maybe like the sales process. So let's say that you're working a lead for whatever you're in, whether you're doing real estate, you're trying to sell software, you're selling a house, whatever the case, and you get a deal. You have somebody verbally say, yes, I'd like to purchase from you. Well, that typically will trigger a bunch of stuff that needs to happen, right? We need to get that person under contract. We need to get their contact record updated. If there's somebody who's working for us, maybe we need to get their W-9 form filled out. If they're an employee of ours, we need to get their direct deposit form filled out, right? So that's kind of a trigger, an example, right? So I sold something, right? Now I need to do all this stuff. And all that stuff is going to be relatively the same every single time that it happens, right? So it's all about trying to document it once so that we have that process in place. And if you do that throughout your business, not just in one area, you're starting to create a system that can then scale.
Man, that's a great example, the W-9. That's a really low-hanging fruit one. And some of those things, it's just low-hanging fruit. You do it every time. It's not going to change. I mean, it's going to be the same. And you don't realize that it's taking minutes from your time, like over time, and you add up all these processes that take up minutes, and you get rid of them, or you automate them when possible, which don't underestimate the process of automation for everybody listening. Then over time, you get a couple hours out of your day back, and now that's significant. That's strategy time. That's time when you can be working on your business versus in your business. So love what you're doing there, Nick. So what do you think is the next step? So somebody goes through, they're doing the need assessment, they see they have some low-hanging fruit there. Like, what is implementation? What does that look like? Because I feel like a lot of times people know they have these things, but they don't want it to be another part-time job trying to get more time by taking on more time. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yep. That's a huge potential pitfall, and I'm glad you brought it up. I mean, really what happens next is we're trying to establish what are the tools, and oftentimes it's software or technology, what are the tools that are going to help us, systematize these processes. And this can be an area where we mess up. And that's because as entrepreneurs, business owners, we're really, we suffer from that shiny object syndrome, where we might see a piece of software that looks like it can solve all these problems, and then we can go down a rabbit hole. So software and technology is going to be an important part of this, but I will say that, we have to look out. And so I would say start simple. Start with just a really basic task manager. Take Asana, for example. You can get it for free, and just start laying out those tasks and, documenting out those checklist processes that we established. And, just start simple to just understand what your business looks like visually. And then if you feel comfortable doing it with software, go ahead. But you also might want to consider bringing on professional help, somebody who's used the software that you're considering using, to figure out if it is indeed a good fit for your business, if it's something that's going to help you scale, as opposed to just being a giant rabbit hole that's going to suck time out of your day.
No, I think that's a great, great advice there, Nick. So that being said, if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on IncomeDig or to connect with you and your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Yeah, you can email me directly. I get emails every day. I respond to all of them relatively quickly. Nick@IncomeDig.com, NICK@IncomeDig.com. And check out the website, IncomeDig.com. We have a ton of free tools and resources available for small business owners. We have a lot of real estate investors as clients as well. And it's just free information to help you establish those processes and understand how you can grow and scale your business.
Man, that's awesome. I love it. So Nick, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your process and how business owners out there can think about streamlining business processes and operations. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the comment section. I mean, love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Nick, thanks again for coming on the show.
Yeah, it was great to be here. Thanks for having me.